would like to design from the beginning, and I made that very clear. I wanted to be more innovative. I wanted to do some sort of Irish landmark, like a building. I asked everybody twice, are they 100% sure this is the design that they want? Because I knew it was on my head, had I taken there and changed it.
But that was the cone and the boa.
Was the cone in the box.
But look at this.
It's a cone in a box, Bill. No matter how you look at this, Bill, it's still a two-piece unit with a narrow bottom. And that's what they hated. But that's what I totally disagreed with. I didn't want that from the start.
Geraldine, you're saying you're completely opposed to this and you made that
I didn't like the design from the start. No, I didn't like
it. Not liking
it
and opposing it are two different things.
I didn't think it was innovative.
You obviously didn't push it enough, correct?
I didn't think... No, actually, Bill, I went around everybody and I said, are you sure you don't want to go more innovative?
But you've got to challenge these things.
I did challenge them. I went down to the wire. I was the last one off the boat.
Didn't get very far. You're easily batted away, so.
No, I didn't. I stood up on this one.
Well, there's the proof of that.
God, you'd miss it, wouldn't you? That was Geraldine O'Callaghan in the boardroom with Bill Cullen and some of the other contestants during the 2009 season of The Apprentice on TV3. It was her original 15 minutes of fame, you could say. And since then, Geraldine's been in and out of the public eye, taking part in a variety of other TV shows such as Celebrity Come Dine With Me and Exposé. She's now about to launch herself once more onto our television screens in a brand new venture, which is called Irish TV.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Out and About in Ireland, right here on irishtv.ie. Now, you may know already, but we're just 2 weeks away until the launch of our brand new 24-hour channel right here on Sky 191. We'll have all your County Matters programmes from every county in Ireland. We'll have the golf show, we'll have some cooking shows, plus we'll have all your favourite music shows. So keep the date in the diary, May 1st, when we go live 24/7. Now, back to tonight's show, and here's what's coming up.
On tonight's show, we take part... All sounds good, and Geraldine is going to be one of the... Are you the anchor woman?
Presenters? I'm the Dublin presenter, and I also co-present Louth as well. Yes, I'm
very co-present busy.
Co-present Louth.
I'm Geraldine, and this is Louth.
Yay! Well, you know there's a lot more going on Louth than it gets credit for.
Oh, really? Go on.
Believe it or not. Well, a few things we've covered. We've covered the Tully Allen Carton Club, and you see kids up there, like, as... young as 7-8 years of age, flying around the tracks and are training to be at like professional level by the time they're old enough, but hitting speeds like that I couldn't even keep up with them.
What are they doing?
Go-karting.
Oh, go-karting.
Yeah,
oh,
but professional, like using professional carts and absolutely going for it. Like,
oh, yeah, isn't that where what's his name
started? The standard is really high.
Yeah, they all start.
No, what's his name? Who goes out with Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, well,
who goes out with Charles Dingling.
Well, one day one of those kids will be going out with somebody from
County
Louth. Yeah, no. Somebody from the Saturday's Babies or something like
that. That'll be another item to cover.
Yeah, well, listen, I missed all this because I was away when this Irish TV was launched. What's it all about?
Well, at the moment, it's all about basically showcasing Ireland to the best of what we have to offer to the rest of the world. As we all know, we live on a beautiful Ireland. It's beautiful, beautiful. Like visions and scenery everywhere that you go. And the people are amazing, with amazing stories to tell. We're great crack. And there's so many stories there to be told on a local level. So each of the counties have their own series. And there's different ways of looking at it. For example, if you have to look during the recession years, thousands upon thousands of people left this country on
a weekly basis.
So we have a diaspora spread all across the world. There's like the Irish diaspora is up to 70 million at this stage, people who claim to be Irish. And then people who are missing home over in America and wanting to know what's going on in the local community centre or that up and coming singer songwriter that they used to like or used to follow. How are they doing nowadays? So people in America, we expect the audience will be huge watching it there.
Well, it claims to be 40 million Irish Americans.
Well, there you have 40 million Irish viewers listening to me saying, hey, you guys, what's that crack?
Yeah, go on. Okay, so you're broadcasting to the diaspora. So will we be able to see it here in Ireland?
Of course, yeah. It's on Sky Channel 191. It's also on Freesat. So, and also it goes out on PBS across America. And it will be, it's on simulcast on the net as well.
So you're going global, Ger.
Absolutely. There's no holding me back now.
No, and why should there be? By the way, you look fantastic.
Thanks very much.
Doesn't she mind? Doesn't she look super duper?
My jaw, I'm still picking it up off
the
floor.
I have a great face for radio. Ding!
That means a great face for telly. You look
The studio wasn't good looking enough. Yeah. In comes Jeremy.
So who's behind all this thing?
It's A husband and wife called Mairead and Pearse O'Reilly, and Malachy Crush is involved in it at the moment as well. Yeah, but it's a great opportunity, not for me, it's a great opportunity for Ireland as a country to be able to show off the best of what we have to offer. So to help promote tourism, to help promote people coming back to the country that have been living away and to come back here and spend their holiday money here as opposed to everywhere else.
Sounds a bit like Nationwide. Is it like Nationwide?
It is a little bit like Nationwide on a local level, but I would say my description of our version of My County Matters Dublin, the description would be if Nationwide and Exposé had a baby. So it would be fresh, fun, young, quick, snappy Nationwide. Is that okay to say?
Well, you said it, yeah.
I'd love to hear it again because that's very good.
So what form will it take? You will be, how long is your show, for example?
My show's a half an hour long.
Okay, and what will you be doing? Will you be in a studio or will you be out
and about? No, it's out and about. So, for example, we'll be following different stories. We're researching different stories all the time and we like to put stories with a little bit of quirk, a little bit of fun. We want it to be entertaining. Yeah, it's true. It's community. Some of the stories are heartbreaking, but we show it in the for example, one of the stories that we're looking after is this: there's a super run happens every Wednesday night in Dublin. Mm-hmm. Now that's come about because there's a gang of unemployed lads who live in a local area in Dublin 1 and drink in a local pub. They're unemployed. They're between the age of 18, 25, 30, and normally they'd be the type of lads who would be expected to be out on the street getting into trouble. What do? They gather together every Wednesday, make hundreds of sandwiches and hundreds of big bowls of soup, and they bring them around and they feed all the homeless people on the street.
Do they?
So it's just such a good news story.
Who came up with that idea? Are they working for some particular organisation?
No, just the gang of lads sitting in the pub over a few pints.
And
when
can we see that on the telly?
It will be airing towards the end of May.
Oh, Graham, we'll get Brenda out there next week. And do it ahead of you.
Get the scoops.
Well, you heard it here first, guys. It was my idea and it's going on Dublin
here
County
here first,
Matters.
Next week. Dublin County Matters. That's the
Dublin
name of your show.
Dublin County Matters, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so how many shows
on
will you
Irish
have?
TV.
That's a nice little idea. I like that. I like that kind of story.
But there's some lovely stories like that. But then we've covered a new up-and-coming Irish boy band who are doing really, really well.
Louis Walsh's boy band?
No, not Louis Walsh. They're called Taken. And they are actually writing music with some of the Cains Warren brothers, and they're writing music with Danny from the Corona. So they're writing all their own music. They're playing their guitars and they play their own instruments. And we went to see them in a concert last week and we done some filming with them. We do some showbiz bits. Like also I interviewed Brezzy and Union J were over from the UK. So an Irish, or a big band from X Factor. So there's some really glamorous pieces.
You could come and do a story on my tits.
No, you've confused me.
Well, every year.
Tell you what, it's not very often I'm left speechless.
You sometimes there's no need to speak. Leave that moment.
Every year I stream live from my back garden, the blue tits.
Okay.
When they build their nest and they lay the eggs and they rear their young, and then the young fledge and leave the nest.
Is your back garden in Dublin or Louth?
It's in Dublin.
Or your back garden probably spans the whole of Dublin 4.
No, it does. No, it's a tiny little back garden. And it's a tiny little nest box, but the blue tits are there at the moment.
Oh, okay.
It's a family name.
Just to get this clear, Derek, you're inviting Geraldine to your house
to film
your tits.
Yes, I can talk about my tits all day long.
How nice are your tits?
Brilliant.
They're
beautiful.
Soft?
They're beautiful little blue tits. And they're the most gorgeous little bird in the world. I mean, they're tiny little things. They only weigh about 14 grams, an adult blue tit. Beautiful. And then the little eggs, each lays about, it weighs about 1 gram. So you can imagine the tiny little nestling that comes out of that egg.
Have RTE already covered this?
No, not on television, I don't think so. No, a little bit on the junior news programme, yeah. Occasionally on the 9 o'clock news, if there's a bit of a tragedy and then one bird might survive, it's been on. But it could be a nice little story for you. It's an international story, it'd be nice.
We are looking for original content, so we won't be copying.
All right, okay,
that Irish TV, we will be seeking out
that's
original
a no,
content.
So I don't qualify. So have you got a research team or are you coming up with all the ideas yourself?
At the moment, I'm coming up with a lot of the ideas myself and the camera guy who I work with for Moving Image Productions. His name is Martin Connolly, and he's my production husband, as I call him. His wife doesn't mind. We've been through all this. It's fine. So myself and Martin are doing a lot of the research. And then lately, we're finding, since it's been in the newspapers that Irish TV is launching, we're having people contact us, and we are lucky enough that when people contact us, we sift through.
Yeah. We just start the ball rolling, and then it gathers more and more. And you will find that too. Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for you, isn't it?
It's a fantastic opportunity for me, and it's a fantastic opportunity for our little island, because hopefully the world will see us at our best and we'll welcome them when they come to visit.
Yeah, it's a brave move for Pierce as well. He used to work here, you know. He used to work in the sports department. And we worked on the Special Olympics together, whatever year that was. I can't remember. Sinead usually knows these things, but I can't remember the year. But at any rate, a great guy, full of initiative. And obviously, he's got an idea and he sees a market and he's going for it.
Yeah, good. I mean, good on him. I suppose the way things have been over the last few years, if you can't be creative and adaptive, then you're just going to be left on the shelf. So,
well, you've been, haven't you? Since your moment in the boardroom with Bill?
Yeah, there have been times I haven't been working. There have been times that I've been back on the dole. So I ended up going back to college, and it was very, very humbling. It wasn't a nice experience. I'm sure a lot of people out there are probably saying, I know that feeling. But yeah, sitting back behind a desk in college. When I went from having my own business to then having to sign on the dole, and then went back to college to study public relations, and then finally landed my dream job. So I'm now brand manager for Gosh Cosmetics, which is the job that I've always wanted.
But you had, was it spray on tights or something like that?
That
something
was my first business. Yeah, that
was. Was that before The Apprentice or after The Apprentice?
Yeah, that was the after business the that I kind of got into The Apprentice on
okay,
off the
before
back.
Before The Apprentice, what were you doing?
Before The Apprentice, I had my own business.
Okay, yeah. And it was called?
It was called Spray Stocking.
Now, what exactly was that?
Yeah,
what?
The men, you're not going to get this one, but you might have wives and girls and who can. So it's basically, the product is, it's like a spray tan for the legs, but you can use it all over your body. But for ladies with like tread veins, psoriasis, bruises or eczema, who when they use spray tan on their body, like if you spray it into like psoriasis, it'll turn out like this really dark black in the cracks. So don't do that. Poor women have to suffer that every day.
No, I know that. Sure, I have psoriasis myself. I know what it's
okay,
like.
Okay, so.
But I'm just saying, in that sense, this, God help them, sort of
this
thing.
Makeup, this spray on tights, basically, if when you spray it on the legs, it covers like a concealer. So it actually covers like a foundation, mm-hmm. the whole legs, and it leaves the legs looking so flawless, like you're wearing a pair of tights.
Very good.
So I was shipping that in from the country that it was being made, and I was selling it online here and into a number of beauty salons around the country.
Very good.
And it was going really, really well when I could charge an arm and a leg for a bottle of it, because everybody had stupid money and we were all
throwing
it around.
How much were you charging for a bottle?
At one stage we were getting €45 a bottle for it.
And how much were you bringing it in for?
Well, that's business.
But it's an old business, so you can tell me. I heard,
yeah, but
I don't
I'm
know if this is
at
true.
Doing it again.
Somebody will be able to clarify this.
Okay.
I heard that they were, during the Celtic Tiger, which was bananas, a bottle of water, you could buy a bottle of water in Dublin Airport for €100. Now, I don't know if that's true. I was told that. Somebody could tell me in the duty free they were selling fancy bottles of water for €100.
If somebody actually goes out and pays €100 for a bottle of water, then.
So anyway, what happened to your business? I mean, you were getting €45 and you were making a fantastic profit. Clearly, you said it with a smile on your face. What happened?
I was 24. It was the first time I'd set up a business. I was very green. I made a lot of mistakes. And
you also made a lot of money. What'd you do with it?
I made it. Yeah, exactly. There were the mistakes. I didn't put enough back in to kind of reinvest, and I left myself short when it came to buying stock again. So I was kind of living off the money as opposed to reinvesting it back into the business. So a huge mistake. And I didn't put aside in the beginning enough for marketing, which is something that I now know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but then after that, I was on the dole at the time, and a friend of mine said, you should apply for that apprentice thing that they're looking for people for. And I was like, nah. And she said, you might as well. And then I went home that night, and it was the final night before closing applications. Applications were closing at 12 o'clock. And about 11:30, I was sitting in my little bed sit on Clonliffe Road, and I was like, well, I might as well. I can't face getting up in the morning and not doing anything. So I applied, and within 2 weeks, I'd gotten a phone call. Within 2 days, I'd gotten a phone call saying I'd been whittled down, and then I was called in for an interview, whittled down again. And then all of a sudden, within 2 weeks, I was whisked away to a private location, and there I was on The Apprentice.
You were. And then after that, you were kind of famous.
For a little while, yeah.
Let's be honest about it.
We are on bump.
When everybody was watching The Apprentice, it's fair to say it was a great show. I loved it. I loved Bill and Jackie.
I'm glad you did.
Did you not like it though?
Derek, I never lied. I'm not a good liar, but I hated every minute of living in that house. I hated it. I hated every minute of it. Every night.
What about the people you were sure? Was Breffni in your series?
Yeah. Me and Breffni are still good friends. Like, I'm still good friends with some of them there. I'm still good friends with quality people as opposed to the quantity of people that were there. So, well, you can't please all the people all the time.
Fairness,
sure, you can't.
And they can't please you either.
You were a huge hit, though. You just went straight to the hearts of loads of people. Like your popularity was huge off that. You know, it's very hard to remember people off the series. There's only one or two that come to mind, and you're always top of the list. Mm.
Thanks, guys.
Did you win it?
No, I came third. Steve Rayner won, and he was a very deserving winner.
Oh, he went
to
work for Bill selling cars. Is he still with him? Or?
He was with him for about 2.5 years, actually. They extended his contract and extended his contract, and now he's working with another company, but he's not still with Bill and Jackie. But maybe he might be in the future, because they're just launching SsangYong again, so they might get him back.
Bill Cullen, Premier Cars, on the next road, doing SsangYong. Yeah, he's got the a dealership for them. They've come back into the market again. Pino Harris is bringing them in, and Bill is one of the garages retailing them out.
You can't keep a good man down, as they say.
That's it. He's fantastic. He's such a salesman.
There's no aging him at all.
But he deserves it. Imagine working your whole life to build an empire, and then within 2-3 years, it all just crashed down around you. He deserves to get on in life with money, because he's built it and he's worked hard for it.
Anyway, enough about Bill.
Okay,
we won't talk about
swiftly.
You. So you said now you have your dream job.
I do have my dream job.
So you're with who?
I'm the PR and brand manager for Gosh Cosmetics.
Now, who are Gosh?
We're Ireland's only pharmacy makeup brand. So if you go into most of your pharmacies, you'll see it. It's like a black background with white writing saying Gosh. So we do some really, really colourful, bright, funky, trendy products, and it's absolutely the job of my dreams. So I'm out training staff in on how to use the Gosh products. I'm also out doing all their PR, so media relations for Gosh, working on the website and updating things, changing things around a little bit. So it's at the moment, things are really, really interesting. There's a lot happening there. We're bringing in some lovely new products as well over the next few weeks.
Oh, Sinead is bringing in some Goshy stuff now. What's in it?
Yeah, I do have a Gosh goodie bag in front of me, but it's not for you. I have to go meet a makeup artist when I leave here, so I'm really busy at the minute. Sorry.
Cheek.
No, you might want the spray tights.
Nothing.
They can look at it.
At least Tato had the decency to send in a box of crisps last week.
Oh, actually, I can give you a lip liner or some. Yeah. I can give you some of our exceptional wear foundation. It's great coverage.
Yeah, I need that.
Hold on, we've got a volume.
But it's not Dainty in Erin, is it?
Say that again.
Is it made in Ireland?
It's made in Denmark, but you can buy online at gosh.ie.
But why could you not get some Irish produce? Is nobody making makeup here in Ireland?
Well, this product has me implied, so it's creating Irish jobs.
Yeah, well, okay, fair
enough.
She's
good. In fairness, she is good.
Yeah, I'm sold. So they don't mind you appearing on TV and on radio and all that kind of stuff. They're delighted, I suppose.
Well, it doesn't interfere with my job, because I work my Gosh job as many hours as God sends, and then on weekends I can film for Irish TV.
Yeah.
And I suppose one promotes the other, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely. So do you think Irish TV is going to work? What's your gut feeling?
I think, how could it not work? There's 90 million diaspora out there. There's Billy Bob Jones in Texas somewhere claiming that his mother's uncle's goldfish is Irish, and he wants to watch what's going on in Limerick, trust me. So and then think of, I'm thinking of all our young people who've left, who are in countries all over Europe, Germany and America, and they're looking to watch what's happening in their local areas as well. I mean, when you go on holidays, you're probably on RT website trying to figure out what's happening back home in the news. Well, I tend to do it a lot, and I'm sure most people are here listening.
No, I don't want to know what's going on back home.
I travelled. I lived in Spain for years, and I lived in Australia for a year, and I lived in Italy, and I always did either when I was on the phone to my mum saying, what's going on?
I suppose if you're away for a while, you would be interested.
Yeah, of course.
So you'd hoover up anything that's Irish, and in the same way that, you know,
there's a huge appetite there for it.
It even came up when Michael D was across the water, how the regional papers in London would sell so well, because, you know, any chance of getting news from home, it was more precious and it was really valued.
It makes you feel like you belong to something, so like that there's home.
So
we've heard of
Dublin and Louth, but there's other reporters around the country.
Yeah, there's County Matters. I'm County Matters Dublin, County Matters Louth, but there's County Matters every single other county around the country. So 32 versions of County Matters. So it means
what
that
are the islands?
I'm sure they're covered in.
I mean, Pierce is from the West.
I'm sure Pierce is covering the islands.
We live on an island, you know.
I don't think Pierce would forget his people, so I'm sure he's looking after his islands.
Listen, there's an area here that I can't talk to you about because we don't get into politics, but I know you have a brother in politics and all that kind of stuff. But I did read an article in one of the newspapers last month about you undergoing a fairly dramatic makeover, and you lost tons of weight. What was all that about?
I cycle everywhere now. Mm-hmm. So do you know something? Like, TV does, like, when anybody meets me in person anyway, they always say, oh God, you're tiny. And I'm like, so AKA you're saying, so you're real fat on the telly.
Well, everybody's real fat on the telly.
So telly does put on like a stone, yeah. So when people see you, they expect you to be bigger than you actually are, but whatever. But I lost probably about a half stone. I didn't lose a huge amount of weight. And I just maybe toned up because I cycle everywhere. And I have been cycling everywhere for the last year, so.
You got rid of your car?
I got rid of my car. I couldn't afford to run it at the time anyway. I was a student. So I got rid of my car, got on my bike and cycled everywhere, lost weight, was delighted with it, and changed the colour of my hair. And all of a sudden, people are saying, dramatic makeover. She's
had
you've
changed the style
done.
Of your hair as well.
But
I mean, you look like a film star now walking in there. Didn't you, Mike, look like a film star?
Raging, yes, this is not TV.
No, you she looked very glamorous.
You walked in very glam. I mean, completely different to the last time I saw you.
Well, I'm on camera this evening, so I am a little bit extra done up today.
Oh, what you're doing your recording today? Or
I'm late this evening. I'm covering a feature for County Matters, yeah.
Okay, quick, tell us what's so the feature on, because we need there.
No, I'm not going to tell you, because RTE are going to steal my great ideas.
RTE steal ideas? Don't be ridiculous. We call them now. Call them.
Yeah, but for sure we'll have to call them. They don't listen to this. Anyway, look, it's great to see you, and I'm glad
it's
to see that you're
see
doing
you.
So well.
Both of you, actually.
Keeping the chin. Yes, you know Michael, don't you?
Yeah,
you had a kind of a contact.
We travelled across America together on Harley Davidsons. You know that, right?
I didn't, but go on.
Yeah.
See, there's some things, you know, that just in our windswept and interesting lives.
Was it for the hospital or something like that?
It was for Temple Street Children's Hospital, yeah. I'm an ambassador of Temple Street Children's Hospital. So,
and Geraldine was on the back of Tony Toner's bike. He was the road captain and all the way across the States.
And I have one of those high-vis vests you talk about, and it says on the back of mine, road captain for Temple Street Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
So
good.
I wear mine with pride.
Go, Geraldine, go. And have you don't have kids yourself?
I don't have
kids.
Would
you like to have children?
I'd like to have a few of them, yeah.
How many?
Kids. Three.
Three. Oh, that's fairly definite. Why three?
Because
one
I think
each.
Only children. I think only children are spoiled brats. They tend to grow up to be spoiled brats.
Oh, only. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then two.
Only children.
I think two is like. We've two kids now, but I think three is a family. Like, I come from a family of six kids, so I'm used to like fighting for a dinner. Get out of the way, that's mine. So, get out of the bathroom, you've been in there a minute and a half. First thing in the morning. So I'm kind of used to that big family. So I think nowadays I couldn't go for any more than three, but three would be my max. But yeah. Loads of kids.
Well, listen, good luck with the new telly programme.
Thank you
good
so much.
Good luck to everybody involved in Irish TV. I hope it goes well for them.
And on behalf of them, thank you so much.
How can they contact you? If they have ideas for stories, how do they contact
actually,
you?
Actually, yeah, you can contact me via Twitter. I'm GeraldineOC1 on Twitter. Or else you can just contact me through my Facebook. It's Geraldine O'Callaghan. Send me a private mail. And if we have something that we want to feature, we'll feature.
You will be sorry you said that.
I know, but no, I get those random mails all the time on Facebook. Don't worry.
Do you?
Yes, I'm actually going to get a secretary to filter
through. Did you ever get asked out on a date on Facebook?
I did on Twitter just the other day.
Oh yeah, who was it?
I don't know, you'll probably see
was
him.
Was it Ryan Turpety? Because I heard you have a little thing for him.
Just a little bit.
Do you fancy Ryan Turpety?
He's not in the studio, is he?
He's behind you.
He's behind.
No, he's not.
I think he's got a great personality and there's something a little bit sexy about that.
Oh really? I can see it in the Star tomorrow. Geraldine fancies Ryan. Look out. A report.
I'll be bashed by his girlfriend.